Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And welcome to our service of worship for this morning. I just sat down and it just dawned on me, I forgot to do something this week. Carol, are you coming forward to do the session synopsis this week, for this week? Thank you.
The session met on Tuesday, December the 10th. Reverend Adams constituted the court with a reading from Matthew 11, verses 2 to 11, in which Jesus tells the disciples of John the Baptist to go and tell John about the many acts that they have seen. The message is for all of us to be like those disciples and to share the good news. We are to be participants as well as proclaimers, reaching out to help others with a clear sense of Christian purpose and mission. Presbyterian Sharing and Presbyterian World Service and Development does this on our behalf, but we must also find ways to be the gospel people here in our community. The committee from the presbytery conducted an hour and a half long exit interview with the session on Tuesday evening. The intent of this exercise was to review our time in interim ministry and to reflect on the successes and our next steps. Session received a letter from Nick Cox outlining a generous donation from the estate of his late wife, Colleen. Some of the tasks that will be completed as a result of her legacy are to be a stained glass window, as mentioned by the trustees, a donation to Woodland Cemetery, monies towards the work on the bell tower, electrical and heating systems, and an upgrade to the door to the office entrance to make it easily accessible for handicapped or more easily accessible, and money to rejuvenate the Christmas decorations. We certainly thank Nick and appreciate his honoring of Colleen's memory. At the service on December 1st, 153 people received communion, and the dates for communion for 2020 will be March 1st, April 9th, June 14th, October 4th, and November 29th. The date for the annual congregational meeting was set for Sunday, March 1st, 2020, and then session approved the purchase of a copyright license to show movies such as the upcoming event on December 14th and 17th, where everyone is invited to come and watch It's a Wonderful Life. We hope that you will come and enjoy the Christmas classic. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. A couple of other announcements that are of importance for us today. In preparation for Christmas Eve, there will be a 10-minute practice following worship with the choir and the children. 10 minutes only shall this practice be. So if you have a child, wait 10 minutes so that they can partake in the 10-minute practice. I'm going to miss that announcement, you know, when it's finally done. And a couple of other quick things. I am looking for volunteers to do readings on Christmas Eve. So if you would like to volunteer for a reading on Christmas Eve, please see me following worship. If you don't volunteer, I may come and ask you anyway. As we gather this day, we are grateful to Trish and Laura and the youth for their participation in today's service of worship, and also to Dan and Alex and Gary, who have been here the last week, lending their support with music and audio and actually visual as well. So we're very grateful for their help in preparing for this morning's presentation. When I came, I said I promised myself I was never going to repeat one of these messages that you have beforehand, the announcements on the screen. And I'm going to stick to that promise. But I am going to encourage you, when you come on a Sunday morning, to make sure that you pay attention to the screens. There are special events in the life of the congregation that show up there from time to time. And so it's important that we that we make note of the special events. And throughout this season of Advent, we've had a number of special events, like the prayer services, which occur at a couple of different times, as well as the It's a Wonderful Life movie that Carol made reference to in the session report. We did secure a copyright license to allow us to show that movie, and the final showing of it will be this coming Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. There, I just said something that was on the screen, but forgive me for once. And finally, there is one piece of music this morning in the presentation that the children are going to do that you will not be familiar with. Only one. And in fact, I think we've made it through all of Advent, and this is the only one that you are not familiar with. So, I have to teach you a little song before I'm done here this morning. It's really easy. I know you can do it. Repeat after me. He came down, that we might have love. He came down, that we might have love. He came down, you know what's coming next, that we might have love. Hallelujah forevermore. Now, those are the words. You hardly need the screen at all, right? I fully trust you to be able to do this hymn without the screen, but you can look if you need to. And the tune goes. Join me. That piece of music will begin and end the youth's presentation this morning, and it has slightly different words, and it shows up partway through as well. But now you know the tune, the structure of the hymn, even when the words change, it's just repeated three times. So it's easy, easy, easy. As we prepare for worship, let us pause now for a moment of silent preparation. For Kyoto's families to come forward and to lead us with the Advent candle lighting liturgy this morning.
Our souls magnify in the Lord. Our souls rejoice in God, our Savior.
Waters shall break forth with joy in the wilderness. There will be streams in the desert.
When we see the wilderness suffer, rivers flood, fires rage, how can we feel joy when the world knows such sorrow?
In times of the suffering, Jesus asks us to shine and pure, clear light. We light the candle of joy to brighten the world and lift the lowly and fill the hungry with good things.
commitment sustained by joy. Let our faithfulness shine in the world you love. Amen.
As we wait for you, Jesus, we will shine with hope and work for peace with joyful hearts.
And our opening hymn is the hymn of the month, number 109 in the Book of Praise. All Earth is Waiting to See the Promised One, hymn 109.
Our youth are very pleased to present the very important Christmas pageant. One little thing, when we get to the end of an act or a scene, there's a hymn that the kids will sing up front. You could remain seated, but we would really need you to really bust the roof up and sing along with us. So thank you. A very important Christmas pageant.
Good morning. On behalf of St. John's Youth, and in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, welcome to the St. John's Church Christmas Pageant. I would like to record this joyous moment for posterity. So would you all please say Christmas? You people on the outside of the pews, could you lean in a little? All right. Okay. Christmas. And one more just in case. Thanks. The good news is, we now have this joyous moment recorded for posterity. The bad news is, you all now have blue dots floating in front of your eyes. If you take pictures during the pageant, that's what will happen to the people up here. They will be moving around and reading scripts, so the flashes could distract them and could be dangerous. We also need the aisles clear, so please don't do any videotaping either. After the pageant, you can create all the floating blue dots you want. Tonight, we have a rare opportunity to go behind the scenes of the Christmas story. standing with me is a real, live angel.
Good evening. I'm Archangel Harold, Squadron Leader for the 25th Airborne Division of the Heavenly Host.
Hark, you're Harold Angel?
That's right. What's the matter?
I thought that was a song cue.
Sorry, no.
As an angel, you've had some really tough assignments, haven't you?
That's right. As you know, the task of an angel is to carry messages of God to the people of God. In our time, we've delivered messages of plagues, pestilence, and all kinds of awful stuff.
But tonight, you'll be delivering your most important message. Is that right?
That's right.
Tell me, what could be more important than messages of plagues, pestilence, and all other sorts of awful stuff?
Birth announcements.
Excuse me?
Birth announcements. We'll be delivering the news of the birth of the Messiah, who will redeem his people and be the living proof of God's love to all generations.
And who will receive these birth announcements? Kings? Potentates? Prime ministers?
Actually, we will deliver the announcements to a teenage girl in Nazareth and a bunch of shepherds.
Excuse me? You're telling me that the news of the most important birth in the history of the world will be brought first to some kid in a backwater town and some wool wranglers?
That's about the way it looks. Now, if you'll excuse me, we've got to get some angels airborne, and you're kind of in the middle of the flight path.
Month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Hail, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and considered in her mind what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus." And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no husband?" And the angel said to her, "He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end."
Yes?
Is this the home of Mary and the betrothed of Joseph?
Yes, it is, but we don't accept door-to-door salespeople.
But that's not why...
So please, put us on your do-not-call list.
Halo, favor one, the Lord is with you.
I'm sure he is. Have a nice day.
Please don't shut the door. I'm here to deliver a message.
The mailman wears the blue uniform.
I don't work for the Postal Service.
Then who do you work for?
Look at the wings. What do they mean?
You work for the Philadelphia Eagles?
No, I'm an angel.
Yeah, right. And I'm a pop star.
Just hear me out. I have a message for you from God.
You know you're not making this any easier for yourself.
Why is it so hard for you to believe that I'm an angel?
Just assuming you're for real. Take a look around. You're in a house with a dirt floor and no windows. Why would any angel visit a nobody like me?
There are no nobodies. You are very important.
To whom?
God.
God made these stars and the earth and the oceans. Those are important.
You are made of exactly the same stuff as the stars, the earth, and the oceans. You are important.
So what's the message?
Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have been found with favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. And you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end.
How can this be if I have no husband?
The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, a child will be born of you, will be called Holy, the Son of God.
That's quite a message.
You seem scared.
I am, but I'm the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be according to your word.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be enrolled, each to his own city.
Mary, it's me.
Joseph, I have the most amazing news.
What a coincidence. I have amazing news, too.
Well, mine's very amazing.
Well, I think mine is even more amazing.
Oh, you do, do you? Tell me your amazing news.
I just heard that the decree has gone forth from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled.
We're going to be enrolled?
Right.
Enrolled in what? I haven't finished high school yet.
No. Enrolled with the emperor so he can raise taxes.
That's the amazing news.
Mary, for this enrollment, everyone has to go to their own city.
So?
So, in a few months, everyone's going to pack up their possessions and haul them all over the country.
I'm listening.
They're going to need carts.
But you're a carpenter, not a cartwright.
No problem. See this table? Flip it over. Put on a couple of wheels and a handle. It's a cart. If I put it into a couple of overtime, could have a gross of these done before everybody hits the road. Mary, this could be just the beginning. I could go forth from being an unimportant carpenter to being a transportation king. How was your day?
An angel appeared to me and said that the Holy Spirit will come upon me, and I will carry a child who will be the Son of the Most High, and that God will give him the throne of David.
Okay, you win. That's much more amazing news.
Our angels stand in here, the earth.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee to the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
May I help you?
Yes, I have a reservation.
Name?
Joseph.
Let me see. Joseph Cartwright?
No, I'm a carpenter.
All right, here we... Oh, I'm sorry. But we had to cancel your reservation.
What?
Well, with the enrollment and all, there are a lot of important people converging on Bethlehem. And these important people travel with huge entourages. And, as you know, Bethlehem is a little town.
I know.
Is something wrong?
Oh, sorry. I thought that was a song cue.
Sorry. No.
So, what am I supposed to do? My wife's going to have a baby any minute. I have a donkey pulling a cart full of stuff.
Where?
Right there.
That's a cart? Looks like someone just jammed some wheels and a handle on a table. Hope you didn't pay much for that.
Can we get back to my reservation?
I'm sorry about that, but there's no room at the inn. But given your circumstance, I think we can accommodate you.
Really?
Sure. There's room in the stable.
The stable? What kind of place is that for my wife to have a...
I realize it's not your first choice, but think for a moment. In his first moments of life, your child will be surrounded by the kindest of God's creatures, contented cows, loyal horses, playful goats, and gentle sheep.
I hadn't thought of that. Okay, we'll take the stable. Is there room for me to keep my donkey?
Yes, there's room, but your donkey will have to stay on the street.
How come?
No pets.
And in that region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night, and an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you: you will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to all." When the angels went away to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, in which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying which had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them, but Mary kept all these things, pondering them in her heart, and the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
Look at all this garbage!
Yeah, look at all this.
This hillside is a mess.
What a mess.
Our sheep can safely graze here.
No, they can't.
What kind of pigs would do this?
Pigs.
Why do you repeat everything I say?
Do I repeat everything you say?
Yeah, I just said what pigs, and you said...
Pigs.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I said...
Pigs.
And you said...
Pigs.
I just want to know who did this.
Pigs. Real pigs. The swine herds were on the hill last night.
Oh, that explains it. Okay, guys, let's pick all this up. Okay, guys, that was real pretty. Know any other tunes? A nice tune, but a little short.
Chief?
We're going to be here all night. Maybe you could.
Chief?
Expand your repertoire. What?
The music didn't come from us.
Then where did it come from?
Up there.
Up where? We're on top of the hill, Junior. There isn't anything up there, but... Whoa...
Be not afraid.
Give me one good reason why.
For behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall come to all people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
Hold it, hold it. Excuse me, big person with wings, meaning no disrespect, but are you sure you're hovering over the right hillside? I mean, you're proclaiming the birth of God's grace incarnate to the crowd of ragtag, illiterate shepherds.
Don't sell yourself short. You have remarkable musical talent.
Well, thanks, but that hardly explains...
You have taken things that you thought were to be of no importance and made something wonderful of them. This night, God is doing the same thing. And this will be a sign for you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill among all.
Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, and which the Lord has made known to us.
Whoa, whoa. If we're going to go, let's go with haste.
We're going with haste?
Sure thing. Hey, haste. Shake a leg. We're going to a baby shower.
Thank you.
Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise people from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained them from them what time the star appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him.
Good day, King Herod.
You're absolutely right, it's a good day. And you know why it's a good day?
Well, I...
Because I'm king, that's why. Because I'm the greatest king of all. And if it's not a good day for me, it's not a good day for anybody. Get it?
Got it.
Good.
I have your schedule for the day. You'll begin with the Herod Appreciation Week kickoff breakfast.
I thought we had a Herod Appreciation Week last week.
No, last week was Herod Recognition Week.
I thought that was next week.
No, next week is Herod's a Jolly Good Fellow Week.
That's my favorite.
Anyway, the kickoff breakfast is in the auxiliary dining hall.
How come we're not doing it here in the Grand Hall?
Because we're closing the Grand Hall today. Workmen are coming to install the large mirror you wanted over there.
Wonderful. When that mirror is installed, I will be able to see my own exalted reflection from every spot in the palace. What's next?
We're expecting a delegation of wise people from the east to arrive sometime today.
Wise people? What do they want?
According to the advanced man, they're coming to give gifts and offer praises to the king.
Boy, I love this job.
Your Highness, we're late for the breakfast. We better be going.
You go on ahead. I'll be in the royal washroom. Not that I need to wash up. I just like the look of solid gold faucets.
Anyone there?
Are you sure we're in the right palace?
I'm sure. Look at the size of this place.
I bet the closets have closets.
This doesn't seem like a good idea to me.
We'll find someone who knows something about a king being born, get directions, and we'll be on our way.
I thought we were following the star.
The star? You say where the star was headed? It was leading us downtown, to the industrial district. Nothing there but low-rent apartments and crummy inns. Believe me, there's a king being born there. It's no king like I've ever seen.
Let's find a butler or a footman. Where is everybody?
But the star is the sign of...
The king?
But we haven't been announced. He'll think we're burglars.
Scatter!
Oh, mighty king.
What?
You missed breakfast.
I was busy admiring myself in the new mirror.
What mirror?
The one right. So when's lunch?
Shortly, but first we have some guests. I met them as they were wandering the halls. Mighty King Herod, may I introduce the wise people from the east?
Have we met?
No, not at all.
My mistake. Anyway, let me welcome you to the magnificent Herod's palace. I am, of course, the magnificent Herod. It is my pleasure to meet you all, and please extend my best wishes to your country when you return home.
Mighty Herod, we are most...
Skip the small talk. What did you bring me?
Nada.
What?
What he means is we have brought presents from a newborn king.
We've been following a star.
A king whose birth is announced with a star? Yes, well, look, forget about giving me the presents. Just find the newborn king, come back here, and let me know where to find him so I may worship him too.
Sure.
By the way, what are you bringing him?
Gold.
Frankincense.
Myrrh.
Pears from Harry and David.
We ate those, remember?
Nice. Well, when I find him, that is, when I worship him, I'll bring him one of these.
What is that?
Herod's Palace souvenir keyring.
Nice.
Glows in the dark.
When they had heard the king, they went on their way, and lo, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came to rest over the place where the child was. And they saw the star. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy, and going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him.
Well, there you have it, a fully detailed look at the Christmas story. And before we go, we're fortunate to have Harold Angel here for a final word.
Thank you, Jane. Folks, let me remind you that the Christmas story happened to people just like you. Well, maybe a little shorter than you, but basically the same. Every one of those people were important to God, just like you. Remember what the angels sing. He came down that we might have love. Is something wrong?
I thought that was a song cue.
Actually, it is.
Again, our thanks to the young people for their contribution to our worship this morning. Our gracious God has given to us the most precious gift of all. God sent his Son into the world that we might have life. As we come now with our offerings and tithes, let us come with joyful and cheerful hearts, for God is good to us. The offering will now be received.
Rejoice, rejoice, O people, rejoice, for never to us a child is born. Lift your face up to
Let us pray. God of hope, you gave your Son to free a lost world. You give your Spirit to comfort and encourage. You give us hope for the future, free from pain, sorrow, and tears. You promise us a future with you. In gratitude, we bring to you our time, our talents, and our tithes. May our gifts be used so that many others will taste and see the goodness of knowing you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Once more, let us come before God in prayer. Let us pray. Loving God, as we consider your word for us today, in the midst of a world that doesn't seem so very different from the world in which your prophets spoke, as we prepare to welcome your Son to a world still in need of all that you bring, food for the hungry, clothing for the naked, justice for the oppressed and healing for those who are hurting, and peace for those caught up in war. God, we hold on to hope and even to joy, for those are your promises to us. We hold on to hope and joy, not because we do not live in the real world, not because we do not care, or because we too aren't hurt or worried, but because we know your promises to be true. We know that you call us to be patient, not passively patient, but actively so, making a difference where we can, knowing that you will multiply all that we do. We hold on to hope and to joy because there are signs of your kingdom breaking through all around us. There are signs of the thirsty being given clean water. There are signs of beauty breaking out of brokenness, of streams in the desert. And it is to those signs that you call us in the midst of darkness to look, to find hope, and to rejoice. God, there is so much in today's world that conspires against hope, so much that can rob us of our joy. Yet you call us to persist in doing good, and to persist in looking for the good that is all around us. So, God, open our eyes, open our hands, open our hearts to love and serve you, rejoicing in every opportunity and in every transformation you accomplish through us and in us. On this Sunday, as we light the candle of joy, we rejoice in being your servants, called, equipped, and sent to serve you in all things for your glory. Hear us now as we continue in prayer, as Jesus taught his disciples to pray together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our closing hymn for this morning is number 110 in the Book of Praise. Come, thou long-expected Jesus, hymn 110. Friends, we have come this day to hear of the goodness of our Lord. To those who await Christ's coming, the hope of God. To those who are bowed low by sin, the peace of God. To those who look for the sign of the kingdom of God, the joy of God. To those who receive the Christ child as Emmanuel, God with us, the love of God. And let us go now secure in the hope, peace, joy, and love of the Lord. And may the blessings of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest and abide with you all this day and always. Amen.